Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Plenty to vent here on the Ciroc Point After. Want to hear from you folks, too. 504-260-1870. We'll be going till 8 o'clock this evening. Or 9 o'clock this evening. Sorry,
yeah,
Cajun
Cannon. You can't cut us off
now. Can't cut it off now, right?
Yeah, we have to torment ourselves.
A brutal one, till 9. Six straight loss, Bobby. I don't even know what to say anymore with this ball club. It was hard to even take away any positives. 26-8, though, this team. Now 2-6 on the season. Things are looking bleak for the black and gold.
Well, I'm going to say a bleak statement, then I'm going to kind of, you know, always...
You got some sunshine?
No, I just like what happened in the series. And no, it kind of, you want to be positive, but then it kind of always goes negative. And I'm not trying to be negative. Believe you me, I'm a half full kind of guy, glass half full instead of half empty. But right now, half full, and not even, right now I'm so discouraged, it's not even half empty, it's just freaking empty. You know, half full, there ain't no water in the glass. There ain't nothing. I'm dry. I'm in the desert. I got my mouth's all chalky. I'm like, you know, you get that cotton mouth? A cotton mouth snake?
I'm parched.
I'm parched. Even the rattler ain't even rattling. Spencer Rattler. Rattlesnake.
It's a quiet rattle.
No, I think he got defanged. He ain't got no more fangs. I mean, it's very discouraging. And I don't know. I'm going to tell you where we're at right now. Who that nation? The Saints, six straight loss. For the first time since 2005, pre-Katrina.
Ouch.
You know who was the coach? Jim Haslett. Now think about that. What, we won three games that year? I want to say because we were playing 16, we were 3-13. So you can understand that, all the adversity. But, you know, we actually were 1-0 in that season. We won at Carolina in the very first game. And we ended up finishing 3-13. So we were 1-0 just like we beat Carolina this year. And that was pre-Katrina. Then also we know what happened with Sean Payton and Drew Brees. But that was the last time we had six straight losses. I was kind of encouraged because we play in the Chargers. And, you know, we've had their number as of late. The Saints have won their last four meetings with the Chargers. You know, it doesn't matter. We can play them in London. We can play them in New Orleans, San Diego. We were waxing them by an average of 33.5 points. So, but we can't even score in double digits now. Eight? At one time when the score was like 3-2 or whatever. What is this? Like you're watching the World Series? Between the Dodgers and the Yankees, like a baseball score. Is this modern-day football? Now, I could tell you, if you win those kind of games, I'm all for it. But if you don't win, I'm going to go do something else. And then sometimes if it's a shootout like an arena football game, then you tend to watch. But if you have in a game that's not kind of in the teens, and that's the way the Chargers have been playing. The Chargers have had the number one scoring defense in the NFL. They were giving up 13.5 points a game, or 13.8 to be exact. So that didn't surprise me, considering with our backup quarterback, that Derek Carr's not playing, we only scored 8 points. So that didn't necessarily surprise me. But if I look at it, now those four victories in a row, you know how we, like this year, there's nothing to toot our horn about because, you know, we've whipped Tampa Bay more than any other franchise in the NFL. You know, we played them so many times. We've whipped them more, but they whipped us this year. What have you done for me lately? Well, the same thing. The four victories in a row against the Chargers was the franchise's longest current winning streak against a league opponent. Well, can't say that no more. And then, you know, I thought maybe we could tie the series out of 14 games. You know, they were up 7-6. Well, now they're up 8-6. It's not 7-7. On the road. You know, it's always hard to win on the road in the NFL. Well, we were 3-4, not 4-4, we're now 3-5. So it's like nothing to write home about. It was very, very discouraging. Now, I don't know. I'm being objective with this. And I think if we truly look in the mirror, and you can love the Saints, it's not however you view it. And I said I think it'd be the same song and dance from last year to this year. I don't know about that. To me, because I thought we were middle of the pack in the NFL. There's 32 teams. I thought, nah, we're not in the 20s. We're about I don't know, maybe best case scenario 12, but I think probably more like 15 or 16. Now we're more like in the 20s. I still don't think we're the worst team. Now you let us lose to Carolina, and we're playing that Carolina next game, then the sky has fallen. You know, it truly has fallen. But right now, that's not the right home about. How can you stay status quo if you're in the 20s? There's 32 teams. You're not even in middle of the pack. I think that's where we're at right now, and it's very discouraging. Okay, look at our roster. Okay, Mickey Loomis, the whole organization, you have to look at this. I mean, the players play. Now, the coach has got to coach them up. But I'll look at our players. Who would you consider as our most explosive player? Alvin Kamara? Okay, he contributed. I look at Alvin Kamara today. Now, he dropped a couple of times, lack of concentration, catch the ball. Jake Hayner didn't throw it that hard. You got to catch it, Alvin. He had 122 total yards from scrimmage. That's outstanding. If he does that every game, Alvin Kamara is doing his job. But isn't he considered an old running back, an old player?
29 years young.
Yeah, I think he's 29 young, like Derrick Henry. Isn't Derrick Henry with the Ravens like 30, but he's still running, not like he's in his 30s, but he's still considered an old football player, whether by league standards or position, considered an old player. Where I look at where we're at right now, okay, I want somebody to challenge and call me and name me a player. Do we have any great young players on the Saints right now? I'm not talking about good. No, Chris Olave is good.
Elite.
Or just great. Yeah, I'm not even talking about the best of the best. I'm just talking about like elites, like top five. And you can be great without being elite. You know, it's different however you describe it.
Yeah.
But I think right now, do we have any great players? Any great young players? I think we and I'm not talking about good. I'm talking about great. Okay, name a young player. Who do we have? I guess you could still consider him young because he could start for a number of teams. McCoy at center?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, here's our great young player, our center. Oh, yeah. Oh, do we have any skilled players that are great and young?
I was going to say, I'm hoping Fuaga ends up in that conversation, but yeah, not yet.
He's still got a ways to go. Got to get more experience. He gets some penalties that he shouldn't be getting. And speaking of penalties, it seemed like we had 7 penalties, 66 yards. It seemed like, you know, I say you never want 9 penalties or more, 100 yards. That 7 for 66 yards seemed like 9 for 100 yards.
Felt like it for sure.
Just the timing of them and how it went down. And, okay, so I'm talking about great young players. Okay, I'm looking at Kool-Aid McKinstry, Alante Taylor. I mean, what? You know, I'm always saying I want our wide receivers to make contested catches when the ball's up there. You know what other teams do against us? They make the contested catches. Our DBs don't win. I see like Justin Herbert a couple of times. He just threw the ball up. Now, you don't have bad coverage, but we don't make a play on the ball. I think overall, we don't make a play on the ball as an offensive team receiver or as a defensive back. We don't do it either way. I mean, it's like, hey, you're in position, make a play. Look at a chunk play. Look, what's his name? McConkey?
Lad McConkey, right.
So look at a game he had. 6 targets, 6 catches, 111 yards.
And he was doubtful coming in.
18.5 yard average, 2 touchdowns. I don't know. He looks like he's about in ninth grade. You know what? Looking at him, well, I don't know. He sure had a lot of confidence and success against the Saints.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And don't you have to, I don't know, score in this day and age? I always say, come on, if your offense is clicking. Now, we might turn the corner with Derek Carr. I think we're going to have to. If you got to score in the 20s. 8 points? I mean, it's the third game under Dennis Allen that they've not scored a touchdown. This day and age, you have to score a touchdown. I mean, yeah, you have to have to. We did not score a touchdown. So, I don't know. Justin Herbert. I mean, he's a big quarterback. I don't think he ever really wants to run. But I don't know. You can run against the Saints. It just seems like that. He's not a Jared Allen, you know, the Buffalo Bills, whatever. But when he had 3 rushes for 49, 50 yards. He had that long game. What was that one run he had? He had that 38-yard run. I mean, I think he wasn't even trying to run, and he was getting 38 yards.
Yeah, he kind of looked around like, is this really happening?
Okay, now, you know, I've always taken up for the coaches on special teams, Coach Rizzi and Coach Galliano.
Oof.
But what are we telling the punt returners? Even though if it's the great Rashid Shaheed, all-pro punt returner who fumbled the damn ball inside the five-yard line against Atlanta, think about what happened there.
Gave them a touchdown.
Gave them a touchdown. And then all of a sudden, we're putting in there what one of the Jackson Five, what Jermaine Jackson. I don't know. I'm kind of joking. But Jermaine Jackson, we put him in there. And what does he do? I'm like saying, okay, he fielded a punt on the four-yard line. What are you doing? If you're going backwards, no, let the ball bounce. It might go out the end zone. But you can't feel that at the four-yard line. And then he fair catches one at the five-yard line. You should never do that.
Right, why?
Never. You got to go 95 yards or whatever. Oh, but Bobby, maybe you can have a long, sustained drive. So not the way our offense is right now. We need half the field. We don't need the whole damn field. But this is when I was kind of discouraged because we were up like the World Series. It was like a baseball score when it was 3-2. We're up 3-2. And all of a sudden, we gave up a 15-play, 90-yard drive, the clock, 8 minutes, 7 seconds, to make it 9-2, because remember, they missed the extra point. So instead of 10-2, it's 9-2. But it was 3-2, and we give up that kind of drive. But again, those little bitty things. So when you attack every, like, I don't want to see against Carolina or Atlanta, because NFC South, that we're going to have going on the road to Carolina. Atlanta's coming here. No, it's going to happen quickly. I don't think the Saints are going to make any decisions. They're going to let this thing play out. But are you confident that, to me, okay, the Saints might argue that 8-9, 9-8, that means we could be trending in the right direction because you're kind of middle of the pack, 500. Right now, I think if we go 7-10, it might be a great accomplishment. But 7-10, right now, that's not bright for the future. 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. I say that all the time. But like I said, I think we're in the 20s right now the way we play it, even with Derek Carr coming back. Again, do we have any great young players? Do we have any great young players? Think about that. And how this team is structured.
I think we have some very good young players.
Yes, yes, good. Are you okay, very good. That's different than very good or good. I'm talking about great or, like you said, elite.
Right.
No. I'm telling you, the center, McCoy. And then Cesar Ruiz maybe at times. They're young. But, I mean, it's nothing to write home about. And it might be, oh, Chris Olave. Oh, since he's been here, he's a 1,000-yard receiver. Well, hell, we play 17 games. He should have 1,000 yards receiving. And today, Chris Olave did good. He had 107 yards. He had 14 targets, 8 catches, 13.5-yard average. He had that long gain of 28, but he's still looking to fall down. He's Brandon Cooks Jr. He wants to catch the ball and fall down because, I don't know, he's like maybe like two. I don't want to get knocked out, on my head or whatever. We don't have the big alpha. Like, you know who just signed the alpha? Like, look at his size. Who just went to the Chiefs?
DeAndre Hopkins.
D-Hop.
Right.
D-Hop. You could say Jamar Chase. You can look, and I'm not hating on Chris Olave. I think Chris Olave can be a number two for a lot of teams, but he's
good
not
to
that.
Very good.
Yeah. He ain't good to very good. He ain't a great receiver. The bottom line. Now, bear with me, and then we're going to go to the callers. I'm looking at, if I just saw this, third down. Okay, this is outstanding. If you count fourth down, they were 0-for-1. They were 3-of-13 on third and fourth down. That's outstanding by the defense. But I guess they were doing good on first and second down. But they still were getting a lot of third downs. But we were terrible on third down. We were 2-of-16, 13%. Steve, I told you this. We've had games where they were 0-for or 1. I don't think in my life I've ever been like 1-for-10 on third down. Now, I might have sucked like 3-of-10 or something like that. But like one of
never
10,
just one.
No, no, never. It's like I'd recall that because you know I remember
that would stick with you.
Yes, because that would bother me. I'd be like, come on, we were 2 of 16, 13% on third down. Well, how can you have sustained drives? Now, to me, this is great for the Saints. Can we keep this up going forward? Running the football. Now, I'd like to have, I think Coach Kubiak would want to have like 28, 32 carries. We had 21 carries. We averaged 5.6 yards a carry, 117 yards. So that's pretty good. Now, I would have lost money because I thought they'd run the ball 35 times or more. Well, they ran it only 29. But they averaged 4.2. So we did tackle better this game, that 122 yards, but a lot of that 4.2 average because of Justin Herbert. All of a sudden, he had that 49 yards rushing, and he had 12.5 yard average, that long gain, like I said, of 38. I'm looking at Kamara. He averaged 6.7 yards a carry. Taysom ran the ball four times. He had that long gain of 8. 5 yard average. Kamara long gain 24. Kendra Miller. I mean, I don't know what he hurt his other hand or which hand did he hurt.
They said that's the hamstring on the other leg that he had hurt during training camp. So a separate.
That's
issue.
Freaking unbelievable. Kendra, what? You can't even play 50 plays and you hurt your hamstring? Well, what, you like a high-performance car? Oh.
Just came back, right?
It's like, oh, I got a damn spark plug. So something's not working. Well, he ran the ball three times. He had a long gain of 10, 5.3-yard average. No, it's just very, very discouraging. I think I can look at Olave and all them receiving and all, and then what Rattler and Hayner did. But their quarterback rating in the 70s and all that. Justin Herbert ended up having 111.5. Quarterback rating, but it just was, you know, to tell you the truth, just a damn boring game to me. I mean, and you don't want it to be. You want it to be. It's boring because I really didn't feel like this Saints had a chance to win. It wouldn't have been boring if we were on top. Look, it's a slugfest. It's 3-2. Are
back
we winning?
Back and forth, right.
9-2 or something, but we have a chance. I really did. I always felt like we were playing catch up. Maybe we might be lucky and have an ugly win, but then it got to the point. Damn it, that ain't
we
even
getting nothing.
That ain't even gonna happen. So I thought it was a good addition, and he helps out DeMario Davis. The last thing I'm gonna talk a little bit about the defense, Pete Werner. Now he did gets fooled sometimes in pass coverage because I think he's overly aggressive. Pete Werner ended up with 9 tackles. He led the team 7 unassisted, 2 tackles for a loss. JT Gray is always leading on special teams. He had 2 tackles. Chase Young, he now has a whopping 2 sacks for the season. He had a half a sack with Alante Taylor. They both gave him each a half a sack. But Chase Young, this is one of his better games. At least he had 2 quarterback hurries, a tackle for loss, a pass defending. Amadi coming off the corner playing now, the nickel because the injuries in the secondary. He ended up with a sack. Colin Sanders had a sack, a quarterback hurry, but nothing really to write home about. And again, now we're going on a break. I'm going to tell you this. Again, Who Dat Nation, I want y'all to comment. I want all of y'all to comment on this. Okay, do you think we're in the middle of the pack in the National Football League right now, or do you think we're about in the 20s? I'm not saying we 30, 31, or 32. I think we're still like in the 20s, but not no middle of the pack. And do we have any great young players? I'm not talking about good. I want you to tell me what great young player, and what I would classify as young, 26 or younger. Maybe 27. I might give you that. So I'm not talking about no 30-year-old. No, some 30-year-olds can play at a very high level. I'm talking about, because y'all look at the future. What young studs, great young players do we have, our lead players? Because, I want you to tell me.
Like you mentioned, Alvin Kamara no doubt is in that category, but he's 29 right now.
He's going to be 30 next season.
Right.
Okay, you think we're winning a black and gold in the Super Bowl in New Orleans? That for sure ain't happening. You know, Taylor Swift might be in the Superdome.
It's Tay-Tay's dome now.
Yeah, I mean, she's taking over the city. I mean, I don't know. The fans are, and it's good for the economy, good for Taylor Swift and all the money she brought here. because that's what's happening. That's the thing that's a good sign. The Pels are getting waxed right now by the Trailblazers.
Over. Blazers won.
Yeah, they were losing by 20, and then the Saints, I don't know.
Weekend for NOLA Sports.
I might walk out of here and go buy me a Taylor Swift T-shirt. But I don't know. Now it's 40-some bucks for a T-shirt. When has it been 40-some dollars for a T-shirt? I remember you used to be able to get a good concert shirt for, I don't know, at the most, 15 bucks.
I was going to say in the 20, 25 range for sure.
So now, like $45 for a T-shirt. What?
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.